AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is calling for national unity after meeting this afternoon in Oregon with families mourning the loss of loved ones who were killed in last week's mass shooting.
A somber President Obama spoke after meeting privately for an hour with relatives of the nine people killed last week at a community college.
Today, it's about the families.
The president has pledged to politicize the gun issue.
We're going to have to come together and figure out how do we stop things like this from happening.
His past calls for stricter gun laws did not sit well with some in Roseburg, where gun ownership is popular. Signs calling for the president to go away lined his motorcade route. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An 18-year-old Northern Arizona University student stands accused of opening fire today on four Delta Chi fraternity brothers, killing one and wounding three. Campus Police Chief Gregory Fowler says Stephen Jones, the suspect, was apprehended quickly.
Stephen was taken into custody by NAUPD officers. He stopped his action with his handgun, and everything calmed down for a few minutes. As our officer arrived, he was able to take him into custody without further trouble.
Bondsman set at $2 million, cash only. There was a college-related shooting in Houston today. A student was killed, another person wounded in a shooting outside a Texas Southern University student housing complex. Two people are being questioned. And there was a scare at Jefferson Community and Technical College in Louisville, Kentucky. But reports of an active shooter on campus turned out to be a hoax, according to Metro Police Department spokesman Dwight Mitchell.
Officers did secure the building around 4:15 this afternoon. There was nothing found, and we're very grateful for that.
This is AP Radio News. South Carolina could use a giant sponge to soak up days of heavy rain. But even then, Governor Nikki Haley says there's a lot of debris to clean up once the water is gone.
Next week will be a week of a lot of fast moving around. We'll have debris contractors out there. We'll have road contractors out there. We've got a lot of engineers looking at assessments.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who surveyed the scene today, says the federal government is helping flood victims in many ways.
We are providing public assistance in 11 counties, direct individual assistance to the citizens of this state in now 19 counties.
In the meantime, officials say the foundations under some bridges on Interstate 95 have washed out, and they can't say when a 13-mile stretch of one of the most important highways on the East Coast will open. 10,000 trucks a day move up and down 95. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.